Larry Harper joins us. The book is Before Jackie. Larry has been on with us before, but I want to tell you something about him before we get into the book and you realize how important this book is. Larry grew up in Southern California listening to Vinny and a dream working in baseball. He spent 5 years as a college coach, 13 years as a Major League Baseball scout, including the director of scouting for the San Francisco Giants. In 1995, Larry founded the Good Tidings Foundation to support marginalized children in the areas of arts, education, athletics, and wonder. Larry is the recipient of the Humanitarian Award by the Positive Coaching Alliance. He's done other work, and all the proceeds from this book that we're going to talk about benefit the Good Tidings Foundation. Larry, a pleasure to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, Marty. Thanks so much for having me on.
No, I'm glad. Tell us about Before Jackie. It's a very interesting book. Obviously, the title, Before Jackie, meaning Jackie Robinson, but there's a story here of some very special young people that still exist today, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about it.
Well, yeah, thank you. A few years previous, I had written a memoir, and since that time, I thought, could I ever put together a story with characters into a novel or a historical fiction novel. And one day a thought came into my mind about nine kids playing baseball in a cemetery. And I thought, okay, that could develop into something. And I first thought about how would I develop the nine characters? And I thought, well, what about if these nine characters' backstories were really of real people? So I wrote to some of the people I've met across baseball over the years, five of which were ex-major league players who lent their story, two ladies from the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. David Robinson is one of the characters, which is Jackie's son. And then to top it off, to put it back into 1946, one of the characters is a Japanese internment camp survivor. So from that, we had the nine kids. And then the challenge was to put them kind of back into everybody was, you know, a youth, you know, 9 to 12-year-old in 1946.
Why is this book important? Social history, tell us about it. Well, what was your lure to get this book together?
Well, for me, I just wanted to remind everyone that, you know, kids don't see racism and or physical disability or poverty or other obstacles. You know, if children are left to their own demise, you know, they're brought together and what they see is this common joy and love for the game of baseball. So, you know, there were kids, you know, characters, Vida Blue, who grew up in the South, and Rod Carew, who grew up in Panama. And then one of the characters is Jim Abbott, you know, who is born without an arm, who made it to the big leagues. And these kids didn't care where they came from. They just cared that they had a love of the game, and it brought them together. So along the way in 1946, they befriend the local Negro League team, which many people don't know. There was a West Coast Negro League. The San Francisco Sea Lions played in San Francisco in 1946 for a couple of months. And so these kids befriend the team, and they show these players a lot of love that on the West Coast, or the Negro League players weren't receiving yet, even though a lot of people thought Jackie or somebody would break the color barrier soon. It's still, our country was still well far behind that. So kids just saw another group of men who love the game, and the story unfolds on how they become very friendly with the San Francisco Sea Lions.
No, it's great. I love the idea. I love the story. The characters come alive. The book is Before Jackie, How Baseball Brought Nine Kids Together for Life. The author, obviously, is Larry Harper. Larry's been around baseball quite a bit. And tell us a little bit about the Good Tidings Foundation, how things are going there. And, of course, all the proceeds from this book go to the foundation.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. We're going to have a big celebration on December 5th at the Warfield Theater with Jason Mraz. So we're looking forward to that. You know, what people really probably know us for is we've built over 200 facilities for kids. They include partnering with every pro sports team here in the area where we've built nearly 90 basketball courts with the Golden State Warriors and 20 fields with the Junior Giants and so on. Later this summer, some of the money from this book will be used to build another Junior Giants field. And so, yeah, we're it's been a great run, and 25 years in, and we're looking forward to how we can impact children here in Northern California even more moving forward.
Growing up and being involved with baseball, did you ever think you'd be an author?
No. And I'm sure my English teachers would attest to that. But one thing, you know, I tell people, especially young people, if you can dream something, you can write something, certainly. And you know, I say it often that, you know, Vin Scully put that into my mind. And people that were fortunate enough to live in Southern California in the, well, forever, you know, he broadcasted baseball down there for nearly 60 years, you were influenced by him every day. And well, the way he painted the picture on radio, you know, of course, as you know, Marty, games back then were rarely on TV, just created these wonders in your mind on how you could dream, and certainly dream about a career in baseball, a dream about writing about baseball. So I think if you can dream something and you can imagine something, then you certainly can write something.
No, I agree. It's been a good lesson for me growing up loving baseball. Whoever thought that I'd be doing this? That was something that was not even on my radar. But, you know, if you have a passion for something and you work hard at it, things can happen. So it's a good example for everybody. Larry, how does someone get the book? What's the easiest way to do it?
Well, two ways. Obviously, you can go to Amazon, which people are very familiar with, or you can go directly to our website, goodtidings.org/shop, and you can pick up this book, my memoir, and also the children's book I did 25 years ago with Vin Scully.
Ah, perfect. And we have our independent bookstore up in Montclair, the Book Tree. And I'll mention this to David when I come back up to the Bay Area, that you can get it up there as well. How has the book been received so far?
It's been received. You know, I was very fortunate. You know, since it has such a social impact, I did want the book to be endorsed by someone special. And I was very fortunate to have Billie Jean King endorse the book. So with that, that's got us into some book fairs, into bookstores, and it is, I think, going to be received now into some departments in high schools and junior highs in their English department, because I think it's not only historical, which it has some very interesting San Francisco history that I don't think a lot of people are aware of, but also the social impact that it, you know, is kind of a buzz in this country right now. So I think it does touch on a lot of important aspects for young people, for sure.
Yeah, good book for young people. Very good book for young people. Outstanding. Very good. And you got Billie Jean King. How about her brother? He wouldn't endorse it?
Randy Moffitt, yeah. So that, but that, you know, she has a love of baseball, for sure. So that helped her cause, for sure.
I'm only teasing. Randy Moffitt, of course, the brother of Billie Jean King, and he was a former relief pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. Larry, always a pleasure. I'm glad to have you on, and congratulations with the book. And if there's anything else I can do to help, please call upon me.
Well, thanks, Marty, and thank you for, you know, every weekend highlighting the history of our great game. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Larry Harper, Before Jackie, and that is the book. All right.